Our next storyteller is Max Weiss, allegedly dubbed the human megaphone by her pediatrician when she was 2 years old. And she's a senior editor of Baltimore Magazine, media critic for WBAL's Dave Durian and the Morning Team, and co-host of the nationally syndicated Max and Mike on the Movies. Put your hands together for Max.
Isn't that thunderclap horrible? It's like the god of failure or something. Couldn't they like play us off with a Nutcracker suite or something a little nicer? You know those stories about writers who keep submitting their stuff over and over again and they get rejected, and then finally somebody sees their greatness and they go on to great fame and fortune? This isn't one of those stories. And you know those stories about a teacher that you had maybe in high school or college who was really hard on you and you hated them at the time, but you look back on it now and you realize they were hard on you because they believed in you and they had faith in you and they were trying to push you to be the best that you could possibly be. This isn't one of those stories either. This is the story of Jamaica Kincaid. And I'm not sure if you guys know who she is. Real name, the slightly less exotic Elaine Richardson. It's true, you can look it up. She came to Bennington College where I was a student the second semester of my freshman year. And the reason she came was because she was married to a professor at Bennington named Alan Shawn. And Alan Shawn is the brother of Wally Shawn. And for those, Wally Shawn from My Dinner with Andre, he's an actor, writer. He was in Manhattan. He was the homunculus in Manhattan. And he was in Princess Bride. Apparently, if I say inconceivable, you'll all know who Wally Shawn is. That's Wally Shawn. Okay. Alan, picture Wally, but with sort of more fine features, sort of more delicate looking, and you've got Alan. Jamaica, on the other hand, was a large, strapping, imposing, any word you could describe to suggest sort of immense physical presence, a large black woman, big broad shoulders, Amazonian, and of course he was this little nebbish, so naturally, whenever you saw them, all you would think was, how do they have sex? And, you know, and it was distracting, actually. So at Bennington, a large class would be like, you know, 13 or 14 people. That would be like a lecture class. And Jamaica's creative writing class was closed. She was not accepting any new students. But I was convinced that I was going to get into this creative writing class. First of all, I had this 18-year-old's unshakable confidence in my ability as a writer. I'll have you know that at Oceanside High School, I was accepted into the gifted and talented program on the basis of my creative writing, and that when my gifted and talented teacher read one of my stories, she looked up from it with tears in her eyes. She wept. So I knew that I was gonna get into this class. And I also had this vision of myself sort of almost as this like character in a movie who like through pluck and persistence, I was gonna get into the creative writing class with the famous teacher, and it actually worked. I mean, I kind of made a nudge out of myself, and I annoyed Jamaica enough, and finally, she sort of rolled her eyes one day, and she said, okay, I'll let you into the class. Little did I know I had been accepted to be her own personal whipping girl, if I had known then what I know now. So, first day of class, and if you can imagine, we're in a classroom, and there's sort of a conference table, and we're all sitting around the table, and Jamaica's at the head of the table, naturally. I mean, she could have been under the table and she still would have been intimidating, but so she's at the head of the table. And she says to us, why do you guys write? Okay, so we're going around and everyone's giving their answer. I write because I love language. I write because I want to make my mark. I write because I want to make my on the road. And I'm sitting there thinking that I have the right answer, okay? Now, just for a moment, contemplate the fact I thought there was a right answer to this question. So she gets to me, Max, why do you write? And I said, because it's fun. And there's a sort of long silence, one of many long silences that would characterize my experiences with Jamaica, finally punctured by Jamaica going, wrong, wrong, wrong. Writing is painful. It's blood, it's sweat, it's tears, it's an extraction, it's an abortion. It is not fun, not fun at all. Well, she put me in my place. So, first class when I'm supposed to read one of my stories. And I read the story. I don't remember exactly what it was about, but I know it was first person. And I know it had jokes, because that's what I do. I do jokes. And I read the story out loud, and I thought it was a pretty good story. And Jamaica says, when I finish reading the story, with what has to be characterized as sneering contempt, you should go write for Johnny Carson. And those of you who are young, Johnny Carson's like Jay Leno, but funnier, okay? So, I mean, seriously, at Bennington, which is this very sort of like anti-bourgeois, anti-capitalistic, anti-goal-oriented kind of place, to say that, you know, you should go write for Johnny Carson would be like saying you should have a summer internship with Pol Pot, basically. I mean, it was pretty bad stuff, actually. So, and you know, creative writing classes are pretty brutal environments anyway. It's sort of like survival of the snarkiest. And when you have a famous teacher like Jamaica, and she sort of sets the tone, which was blind hatred for me. It just sort of goes throughout the entire class, basically. So this went on for a while. Everything I wrote, she hated. The entire class hated. They took great pleasure in sort of, you know, bashing me. And finally, I went to Jamaica one day, and as you can imagine, my once unshakable confidence was quite shaken and stirred. And I went to Jamaica, and I said, Oh, Jamaica, why? If I had known her real name was Elaine, I definitely would have called her Elaine. But, Jamaica, why do you hate me so? And she said, she didn't say, oh, no, Max, I don't hate you. She said, you know, your writing is too facile. It comes too easily to you. You're too glib. You know, it was like Tom Cruise with Matt Lauer. Too glib. All right, so... So she said, you know, I really want you to like dig deep and find something. So I remember leaving her office and feeling like really angry at first and then feeling kind of depressed. And I went into my dorm room and I turned out the lights and I put on some Kate Bush. And I wrote this story that was unlike anything I had ever written in my entire life. I mean, I dug deep. And, you know, it was, I thought I was revealing all these things about myself, about my defense mechanisms, how I used humor to protect myself. And then I came into class the next day, and I was going to read the story out loud. And I remember I had never been so afraid to read something in my entire life. I felt vulnerable. I felt naked. And I read the story, and my voice was sort of shaking. And there's another one of those Jamaica silences when I finish. And she says, that was the most precocious and pretentious thing I have ever heard. It's true. So I got my papers and my books, and I walked out of the class. But I did come back the next day because, you know. Anyway, that's the end of my story, but I will say this. If any of you know Jay Leno, or better still, Jon Stewart, have him call me.